Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're starting a new Seder Moyed, a new Mesechta, Meseches Shabbos. Welcome to all those who joined the Shir now, especially the ones that are joining us on the All Daf app. In general, in this Shir, we're following mainly the Pirush of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the short and easy and clear Pirush of Reb Chaim, to explain to us the Bir of the Yerushalmi. So Be'ez Hashem, starting the first Mishnah, Yetzios HaShabbos, Shtaim Shem Arbo Bifrim, Ve'Shtaim Shem Arbo Bachutz. So our first Mishnah is dealing with Hoitzah Mirshus L'Shus, taking out and bringing in from one Rishus to another Rishus, as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, what are the Rishuyos of Shabbos. The Pnei Moshe over here, as a preview to this Mishnah, explains, why is Masechet Shabbos start specifically with the Melechas of Hoitzah? So he gives two explanations. Explanation number one is that Hoitzah is the most common melacha that we have. People going in and out of their house every single time, every single Shabbos, the entire day. So because it's so matzo, because it's so frequent, that's why the Masechta starts with this. Second explanation, says the Pnei Moshe, and this is a big yisoy that we're going to have now in the beginning of this Masechta, is that Hoitzah is called a melacha gruel. It's an inferior melacha. It's not a chosh of a melacha. It doesn't have the chashivas of a melacha. So therefore, I have to come and deal with it, to show and to express how much is a melacha, even though it's not so chashuv. So the Mishnah starts by saying that Yetzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shem Arba Bifim, Veshtayim Shem Arba Bachutz. Two that are four inside, two that are four outside. What does it mean, two that are four inside, two that are four outside? We'll see when we get to the Gemara. But the one thing we need to know as we start this Mishnah is that in the melacha of Hoitzah, there could be two people participating in the Hoitzah. One will be Chayav and one will be Potter. And as the Mishnah goes on to explain immediately, Ke'ezetzad, that's one way to say the word Ketzad. Ketzad is really the words Ke'ezetzad in one way. Ha'ani oimed b'chutz u'balabayis b'fnim. We give the scenario. The scenario is that an ani is standing outside waiting for the balabais to give him food to eat. And the balabais is inside giving out food to the ani. Pasha the ani is yodo lifnim. V'nosan l'toich yodo shebalabais. If the ani puts his hand inside and inserts something into the hand of balabais, or he takes from the hand of balabais and brings it out. So in these two first cases of the Mishnah, the ani is doing everything. The balabais is not doing anything. He's just standing still. The ani is taking an object from the outside, putting it into the hands of Balabait. Or he's taking something from the hands of Balabait and bringing it outside. He's doing the whole thing. So then, ani chayev Balabait is potter. The ani who did the melacha, he put the item into the hands of Balabait, or he took out from the hands of Balabait, he's chayev on these two melachas. And in these two cases, the Balabait is potter because he did not participate in the melacha at all. Another case. Pashad Balabais is Yodo Lechutz. The Balabais stretched his hand out to the outside. Fenosal Toch Yodo Shaloni put into the hands of the Ani. Oi, or the opposite case, but it's again the Balabais, the one who's doing it. Shenotal Mesoichovi Ichnis, he took from the hand of the Ani and brought it in. So Balabais is doing the entire melacha. Balabais Chayov Ani Potter. So that's the case. Balabais can be Chayov in these two cases, that either he took from the inside to the outside, or from the outside to the inside, but he did the whole thing. And the ani is potter because he didn't do anything. Now comes the middle case. Pasha the ani is yodo lifnim. The ani stretches his hand into the house. Venoto ba'abais misoicho. And ba'abais took from the hand of the ani and he put it into the house. Oy shenosan letoicho v'oitzi. Or the ba'abais gave an item into the hands of the ani which is stretched into the house. And now the ani went out and put it out. So they both participated. It's not that the Balabais or the Ani stood still. They're both doing the Melacha together. So then Shneim Ptorim, why Shneim Ptorim? Because it's not one person doing the Melacha. And as we'll see later, only when you have one person doing the Melacha, you're Chayev, Shneim Shasau Ptorim, two people doing a Melacha together, they're Potter. And now the Mishnah concludes with the flip side of the case. Posha Balabais is Yod Alachut, so Balabais stretches his hand outside. Venota La'oni Misoicha, and the Ani takes from his hand. Or now the Ani gives into the stretched hand of the Balabais and he brings it into the house. Again, Shneim Ptorim, they're both participating. Just we have two different scenarios. One when the Ani's hand is stretched into the house, and the second is when the Balabais' hand is stretched out to the outside. Says the Gemara, now Yitzias HaShabbos v'chulei. Ma'u Shtayim She'em Arba. What does Shtayim She'em Arba mean? The Mishnah starts by saying the Shtaim Shem Arba Bifim, Shtaim Shem Arba Bachutz. Is it Shtaim Lechiyu v'Shtaim Liftor, or Arba Lechiyu v'Arba Liftor? What does that mean? What are the two options that the Gemara suggests? The first option is the way we learn the Bavli, we look at Rashi in the Bavli, that's how he explains the Mishnah in of Masechet Shabbos, the base. Shtaim Shem Arba refers to two that are Chayav and two that are Potter. Meaning, when we're taking here the beginning of the Mishnah, let's start with the second case of the Mishnah, because that's the Bifrim. The Balabais is the one who's doing the entire Melocha. He's taking the item from the inside, putting it into the hands of the Ani, or he's taking something from the hands of the Ani and bringing it inside. He's standing inside the Balabais, and he's Chayav in both cases. In both cases, the Ani is Potter. That will be the Pshat, Shtaim Shem Arba Bifrim. We're talking about the chiyu of the one standing inside, which is the Balabais. It's Shtein that is Chayov, and it's Arba, there's two Pturim, who the Ani, who's standing outside, is not participating in that scenario. Or Shtein Shemara Bachutz, we have two chiyuvim of the one standing outside. That's the case when the Ani takes an item and puts it inside. Or the Ani takes something from the inside and brings it outside. In both cases, he's Chayov. And the Balabais, who didn't do anything, is Potter. So Shnai Shem Arba Bachutz, meaning two chiyuvim, the one standing outside. Now, not to get too detailed, there's one difference, one nekuda here. The Rashi says in the Bavli, which when he says Shnai Shem Arba, it's two chiyuvim, and two, they're not completely Potter, but two, the Rabbanon Aser, and that's when Shnai Shasu Keachas. So now when the Oni is not doing anything, but when they're both doing it together, that's what the Arba is referring to, according to Rashi in the Bavli. Here, the Pashut Shah in the Gemara does not mention that, so that may be one difference between here, this option of the Gemara, and the Rashi over there. But Al Korponim, the words, Shnai Shem Arba Bifnim, it's Shnei Chiyuvim, the one standing inside. Shnai Shem Arba Chutz, it's Shnei Chiyuvim, the one standing outside. That's option number one of the Gemara. Or, says the Gemara, another Pshat, or Arba Lechiyuv, Arba Liftor. Explains Rav Chaim, what does that mean? Arba Lechiyuv, Arba Liftor is that there's four cases where one is chayov to bring a karma to the base of English. What are the four cases? The two cases of the Balabai is bringing it outside and taking from the outside, and the two cases of the Ani bringing inside and taking from the inside. These are four cases, one is chayov. And then there's four cases that one is potter. The four cases that are potter are the cases where the person is not participating in the oitzo nechnose at all. Either Balabai is that the Ani is putting into his hand to take from his hand, and or the Ani when the Balabai is putting into his hand and taking from his hand. And according to this, what does it mean? Shtaim Shem Arba Bifnim v'Shtaim Shem Arba Bachutz. Shtaim Shem Arba Bifnim means that you have to bring a korban who comes Bifnim in Beis HaMikdosh. Shtaim Shem Arba Bachutz means you do not bring a korban who comes inside Beis HaMikdosh. So the Yushal is introducing a whole new way to understand the Mishnah. Shtaim Shem Arba Bifnim means the Arba Chiyuvim. Shtaim Shem Arba Bachutz or the Arba Pturim. Says the Gemara in Daf Aleph Amud Beis, Dishrein Minadol, we learn from the following. Shavuos Shtaim Shem Arba. It says in the Mishnah in Masechet Shavuos that Shavuos also has two that are four. And what it means over there is there's two Shavuos that are written clearly in the Torah. And that is Shavuos Lehabo Lehoro Leitiv, which means a person does a Shavuot, I'm going to eat, and a person does a Shavuot, I'm not going to eat. And they add to the two more that are now mentioned in Fish in the Pasuk, which is Shvua La'avar. Talk about the past. Did I eat? A person does a Shvua I ate before, or a person does a Shvua I did not eat before. These are the four cases of Shvus. And there we bring examples of other things of Shtaim Shem Arba, and one of them is Masechet Shabbos. We say Shtaim Shem Arba. But it doesn't say Shtaim Shem Arba Bifnim and Shtaim Shem Arba Chutz like it says in our Mishnah. It just says Shtaim Shem Arba. Omar Rabbo, and Rabbo explained, Tamon Kulun Lechiyuv. There, we didn't go into the whole details of Masechet Shabbos, so we just mentioned the four which are Chiyuv. Pram Ocho, by us, Chiyuv Uptur Asinan Matni. But here, we're coming to say the four Chiyuv and the four Pturim. So Mashma, the one you say to Shnaim Shem Arba, referring to all Chiyuvim, is similar to the structure of the Mishnah over there, Masechet Shavuos. Hadom Ra, this tells you, Arba Lechiyuv, Arba Leptur. The Pshayin, our Mishnah is four Chiyuv and four Ptur. In other words, our Mishnah is saying, Shtayin Shem Arba Bifnim, that's all Chiyuv. Shtayin Shem Arba Chut, that's all Ptur. The Mishnah Masechet Shavuos only mentions the first four. So the Mashmo says that all four are Chiyuv, because the Mishnah Masechet Shavuos is not going into details. So all four of them are Chiyuv. And similarly over here, we say Shtai Shem Ar Bifim, all four chiyuvs. So that's the second pshat of the Yerushalmi in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara Rabbi Yosi, Masnizu Amar, can you give me daika from the Mishnah itself, from the beginning of the Mishnah? Because it says there's Shvu Shtai Shem Ar Bifim. What does it mean? Lo Yilchiyuv, it means all four Yerchayev. Right? As we mentioned, it's the two Shvuos Lehabo and the two Shvuos Leshavar, and all of them are one is Chayav Al Shvuah. So also Pshat our mission, when it says Shtayim Shem Arba B'chutz, it means all four of them Yerchayev. So the same way Shtayim Shem Arba B'shvuas is all Chiyuv, so also here. So we have a Raya, Shtayim Shem Arba L'chiyuv. So well, no, that's not a good Raya. Why not? There's a Braisa that adds in the Mishnah that the doors of the Eichol are Shnayim Shem Arba. There are two doors that are folding, and therefore they become four doors. Islach Meimar lo lechiyuv lo leptur. Can you say there chiyuv and ptur over there? No. So we're just saying examples of two that are four. Not necessarily they're the same structure. This could be chiyuv. This could be ptur. This could be something else. So the fact that the shavuos all four are chiyuv doesn't mean that all that the four of Shabbos are all lechiyuv. But the first raya is a good raya because the first raya is when we speak about Shabbos. It says shtayim shem arba. It doesn't say b'chutz b'fnim. It says only shtayim shem arba. And Rabbi explained that it's all lechiyuv. So you see that the word shtayim shem arba b'fnim means all four of them are lechiyuv. So the Yerushalmi concludes that the pshat in our Mishnah is shtayim shem arba b'fnim means all four lechiyuv. Shtayim shem arba b'chutz is all liftor. And not as we learn the simple pshat when we learn the Mishnah in the Bavli. Ask the Gemara now. Now that we learn that the four that are bifnim are all four lechiyuv, and the four bechutz are the ones that are pturim, so why are you mentioning only four? You should mention 12. Why 12? Because you have another eight cases in the end of the Mishnah where they're both participating in the melacha. So you have the akira of the ani, and the baal bais concludes it inside. The akira of the ani, and the baal bais concludes it outside. And the same thing you have by the baal bais. And then you have the same thing on the hanacha. That the Ani does the Anocha either from the inside or from the outside. But he doesn't do that Kira, he doesn't do the full Malacha. So we said when you have both of them participating, they're both Pater. This brings you another eight cases. Why don't we mention these cases Liftar? Answer the Gemara, Lasinon Mitni, we don't bring here in our Mishnah, Elaptur Shu Keneged Chiyuv. We're only now doing now the scale. This one is Chayuv, this one is Pater. Meaning the one participant is Chayav, one participant is Pater. That's the first four cases of the Mishnah. Where the Baal Bais does the whole Melacha, the Ani is Pater completely. Or where the Ani is doing the whole Melacha, the Baal Bais is Pater completely. But the end of the Mishnah, they're both Pterim. So we're not mentioning that in the list. Omer Abchir Barabo, he brings another answer. Ma'oen Pater the Tanin Nacha, Mutar. The Pter that we're mentioning here is not Pater Avel Asur, something you're not allowed to do. We're saying Pater Avel Mutar. There's only four cases of the Mishnah where the person did not do melacha at all. He didn't do anything asur, even midirabanan. And that's the first four cases of the Mishnah where the other participant did the entire melacha. So when the Baal Bais takes an item out and puts it into the hands of the Ani, or he takes it out from the hands of the Ani, puts it inside, and the Ani did not do anything, so the Ani didn't do anything asur, even midirabanan, he's pater umutter. Whatever he did was mutter to do because he didn't really do anything. So the reason we're not mentioning 12 cases of Ptur, we're mentioning only four, because I want to mention only the four cases, which is Pater and Mutter, meaning that there's not even an Isser Derabanan. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Aleph.